You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
What is going on, Laker fans? Appreciate you guys tuning in. Sorry about that. A little technical difficulties here, but we are good to go. Appreciate you guys being a part of the show. Got a lot to get into, Laker fans. We got a lot to get into. The question, the theme of the show tonight is, do you believe? I guess that's my question for Laker fans. Lakers 10-4 since February 1st. Who would have thought since February 1st this is where the Lakers are sitting? A little bit of a surprise, right? I wasn't expecting that. I think after... If you think about where the Lakers were after they lost that game, remember they lost back-to-back, they lost to the Houston Rockets, they lost to the Atlanta Hawks, and here are the Lakers now actually in pretty decent position. So I'll take some phone calls here from Laker fans. We'll get your thoughts on just what you think of the positioning of where the Lakers are sitting, and if you think that this is real, or do you think the Lakers just got fortunate with some of these games, how sustainable do you think this is? We'll do that. I'm going to continue to promote D'Angelo Russell, talk about D'Lo, promote how well this guy's been playing, promote how good D'Angelo Russell's been over about a two-month span. We're not talking about a week, 2 weeks. D'Lo's just been fantastic. Big week coming up for the Lakers. If you feel good about what the Lakers did over the course of, let's call it these last couple of, even if you want to look at these just these last few games that they had, 10-4, like I mentioned, in 14 games. But this week, it doesn't really mean much if you lose to the Sacramento Kings or Milwaukee if Giannis is not there. And then a big game coming up on Sunday against the Minnesota Timberwolves. Brad Turner, BT of the LA Times, is going to join us in a little bit as well. So we'll get into all that. Okay, so here's the thing that I think for me that I'm going to definitely spend some time on and certainly talk about it as we get a little bit further. And I know this is kind of all part of the regular season schedule. It's not perfect. It's not great. However, 10-4 is a pretty good sample size. 10-4 since February 1st. Now, let me look into more of the details, too, because I think when you start looking into the details, you got to ask yourself here, what part of this Lakers team makes you think that they've turned it around? What part of this Lakers team do you feel like, nah, I still got my doubts, or I'm still not 100% sure if this is, you know, the team that that we can rely on or be confident about, that moving forward they're a team that all of a sudden is going to be consistent? Because if there's one thing that the Lakers haven't had all season long, they just haven't been they have not been consistent. They've been incredibly, incredibly inconsistent so far this year. So with that in mind, I heard a lot of people today. You know, John Ireland, we were doing Crosstalk a little bit earlier, and John Ireland spent some time talking about, hey, look, there's not a team out there that wants to play the Lakers, and really it's only the Denver Nuggets that has the Lakers' number. He's right. I mean, I don't really fully argue with that. They're 3-1 against the Los Angeles Clippers. They're 3-1. They're 3-1 on the... So you got 3-1 against the Los Angeles Clippers. You also got 3-1 against the Oklahoma City Thunder. So in regards to that, certainly from that perspective at least, there are a ton of positives looking at two really, really elite teams in the Western Conference and the Lakers having that much success. Forget the Denver Nuggets. Let's kind of get off that bandwagon of the Nuggets. Nuggets are in their own class. Definitely nobody's trying to compare the Lakers to the Denver Nuggets, and nobody's trying to be nobody can be in that class, to be honest with you. We could be sitting here a couple months from now, or let's call it 3-4 months from now, and Denver could have easily won back-to-back NBA championships, and that could be the case, and that could be game over right there, and if that happens, it happens. But I don't think I'm fully sold yet. Let me tell you why I'm not fully sold. I think the 10-4 record in the last 14 games since February 1st, awesome, great. I think there's a lot of people that can feel good about that. If I looked at the details of the Lakers over those 14 games, Some games they look good. Last night, there was no flaw in the Lakers game last night. Okay, I could sit here and say, you know what, they got off to a slow start. All right, a lot of teams get off to slow starts. Lakers, by the time, even though they were down 12 in the first quarter, by the time the first quarter was done, Lakers were tied. They got some good wins over this stretch, too. Look at New Orleans. They had a nice win, blowing them out. Try to find a couple more of these here. The Clippers win that I mentioned. Obviously, the OKC game as well. Where I hesitate with the Lakers is this. When I'm not going to be the one sitting here and pumping my chest out on the Lakers and talking about how, you know what, watch out for the Lakers if they just get in the playoffs. I think for a couple reasons. For me, a few things stand out with the Lakers, and a few things stand out specifically with the Lakers in regards to just playing consistent basketball. I wouldn't be surprised tomorrow. I expect the Lakers to beat the Sacramento Kings tomorrow. I really do, genuinely. I expect them to beat the Sacramento Kings tomorrow. It's a big game. They got two games left against the Sacramento Kings, so we all know how important that is. However, even if they beat the Sacramento Kings, or I'm sorry, you could also look at it the other way. They got two games left against the Sacramento Kings. They got to get both of these, to be honest with you. Even if they win next, or even if they win tomorrow, they got to win a week from tomorrow as well, because Sacramento is already 2-0 against them. I can't sit here and tell you that I'd be shocked if the Lakers lost to the Sacramento Kings. Why would I be shocked? There's literally no reason why I'd be shocked if the Lakers lost to the Kings, just because of how inconsistent they've been. The game against Milwaukee, you know, that one's interesting with the Giannis situation, but now that all of a sudden is a very winnable game. The game against Minnesota, I think that's going to be a tough one, period. I just want to see consistency from the Lakers. And if you could see that over a longer stretch period of time, then maybe my opinion, I'm going to be like everybody else, and I'm going to start really feeling a lot more confident about where the Lakers are sitting right now, or I'll start feeling a lot more confident about the Lakers' positioning, or I'll feel a lot more confident about how the Lakers have been over the course of this, let's call it 3-week period or so. But they've also had games in this stretch where they could have easily lost to the Washington Wizards. That Clippers game was one of the greatest comebacks in Lakers history in a fourth quarter where they outscored the Clippers by, 23 points, 39-16. So I do think there are a lot of areas for the Lakers where they can be better. And I do feel that I'm going to continue to be a little bit hesitant. I don't want to just talk about how sold I am about a franchise that hasn't been doing it on a consistent basis all season. Keep doing it. Walk away from this week beating the Sacramento Kings, the Milwaukee Bucks, and even if you don't beat Minnesota Timberwolves, make sure it's a close, good game. Actually, I don't think many people want to hear that from me, these moral victories, but walk away sweeping the rest of this week. You'll start turning some heads. Nobody's not trying to root for the Lakers, or nobody's not wanting to be positive about the Lakers, but just because you win a few games, it's tough for me all of a sudden to say, hey, watch out, they're the team in the West. They're the most dangerous team if they just get in the playoffs. They got the personnel for it. I mean, certainly they've been playing these last 14 games more than what we thought they were going to be the entire season, but I also don't want to, you know, stand up and applaud and think that everything has changed because they beat an Oklahoma City Thunder team who they clearly have a much better their matchups against the Oklahoma City Thunder is much better than a lot of these other teams out there. Lakers Talk is brought to you by Valvoline Instant Oil Change. Rush into your neighborhood Valvoline and let the expert technicians make sure your ride is in peak performance. Visit SoCalOilChange.com for locations and game-winning coupons. Got my car serviced there a little bit earlier today. I'll talk a little bit more about that a little bit later. Okay, a few things I want to do when we come back. If you're out driving around and you're hanging out, you want to watch or you want to talk some Lakers basketball, 877-710-ESPN. Do you believe? I guess it's just that simple. Do you feel like the Lakers have turned a corner and now they are a dangerous team, and they are a dangerous team in the Western Conference, or do you need to see more? I lean more towards I need to see more. Handle business this week, and maybe you got another believer here. 877-710-ESPN, 877-710-ESPN. We'll do that coming up next. Stay right here. This is Lakers Talk on 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
All right, Lakers talk on 710 ESPN, of course, is presented by Valvoline Instant Oil Change. Rush in your neighborhood Valvoline. Let the expert technicians make sure your ride is in peak performance. Visit SoCalOilChange.com for locations and game-winning coupons. Out there a little bit earlier today. I always mention it takes about 15 minutes to get your car serviced. Got my car serviced. Good folks over there taking care of the car. So make sure that check engine light comes on. Go get it handled. Don't give yourself a headache. Don't try to fix it yourself or think that you're going to get it done. Just go get it done, and they'll handle business there. Okay, I threw out the question to Laker fans, and if you want to be a part of the show, 877-710-ESPN. Are you sold? Lakers starting to play some better basketball. Do you feel like this is kind of the corner that you've been waiting for the Lakers to turn? Do you feel like the Lakers are now finally in that position, that spot? You feel confident about where they're sitting? Are they going to be a dangerous team the rest of the season and through the playoffs? I got to see more personally. I just want to see more consistent basketball. If you got your opinion, you could feel free to hit us up. We're also live on YouTube. So if you guys are on YouTube right now and you're hanging out, thank you for doing so. I'll try to get to some of your comments as the show progresses as well. I did mention, and something to keep in mind, that Brad Turner of the LA Times is going to join us in a little bit as well. Okay, so I'm going to go kind of back to a couple of the things that I think always stick out to me. Last night was so impressive. It was, other than the start of the game, it was just kind of a full game of the Lakers. Where did the Thunder have some moments where they looked like they were going to make it a game? Sure, they should. Oklahoma City had the best record in the Western Conference coming in. By the way, the Thunder, that's a completely different conversation. The Oklahoma City Thunder doing what they're doing at this stage of, obviously at this stage for how young they are, it's incredibly impressive what they put together. So I know that they're going to be around for years to come, and nobody is really expecting them to make too much noise. I'll also say this about the Thunder. Of all the teams that the Lakers could face, definitely don't you want it to be the Oklahoma City Thunder? Of all the teams that are out there, I mean, Lakers got the size over them. They got the experience over them. That's obviously a big, big advantage. And maybe things will clear up the way it did last year. You guys remember that. That just kind of happened out of nowhere for the Lakers. The path became clear, and the fact that they got to face a Minnesota Timberwolves team in the play-in tournament they were dealing with stuff. Gobert was out, Naz Reid was out, Jaden McDaniels was out. They had some big pieces that were gone. That helped. Then the Lakers got to face the Memphis Grizzlies. Memphis was missing some key players. Ja Morant wasn't fully healthy. That certainly helped as well. They got the Golden State Warriors, who clearly were just too small for the Lakers. We'll see what happens. Maybe they face each other in a play-in tournament this year. But nonetheless, Lakers won that game won that series against Golden State Warriors. So they had a lot of things go the Lakers' way. And I think that's all you could ask for, right? I think you could just – sometimes your team is – they're going to need some help. They're going to need some matchups, and they're going to need some good luck. And so far, I think last year they had a lot of that. This year the Lakers haven't had much of that. I don't think luck has been on their side. Clearly not having Jared Vanderbilt, clearly not having Gabe Vincent. There's some role players that they thought that they could rely on that haven't been there. But the Lakers also just haven't played good enough basketball, so I'm not trying to make an excuse for them. The last thing I want to do is make any excuses for the Lakers, so something to keep in mind in that. One person that I got no reason to make any excuses for, and that has been just phenomenal, D'Angelo Russell did it again last night, and I thought after the Denver game on Saturday. By the way, I don't think anybody wants to talk about that Denver game on Saturday just because Denver just continues to own the Lakers. But I was worried about one thing after that loss against the Denver Nuggets. I was worried that Darvin Ham made a decision with about 7 minutes and 45 seconds left in the fourth quarter. He made a decision to bench D'Angelo Russell. And he just basically decided, I'm going to go defense instead of offense. That was the strategy. That was the game plan. And that's what the Darvin Ham decided to do. And the Lakers were down 1 when D'Angelo Russell went out. 6 minutes later of playing time, he came back in, and the Lakers were down 7, and the game was basically over. Lakers end up losing the game. What was it? 124 to 114. They lose by 10 to the Denver Nuggets. I remember telling Travis on the show yesterday, I was like, you know, Trav, the only thing I'm worried about is here's D'Angelo Russell playing as good as basketball as anybody on the team. Since D'Lo, his stats since January 7th, he's averaging 22 points, 6 assists in 21 starts. You guys remember there was a stage of the season where they decided to bring D'Angelo Russell off the bench. And D'Lo comes off the bench, and his month of December was awful, and things just obviously weren't working as planned, and everything that you could kind of think about, just that period for D'Angelo Russell. The trade deadline was coming up. Things were all over the place for D'Lo. But D'Angelo Russell's been great. And to be averaging 22 and 6 a game in 21 starts, he's been an incredible, important factor for the Lakers all season, or at least for the last 2 months. To have got benched in a game against the Denver Nuggets, and I think for me it's a little bit symbolic as well that it was against the Denver Nuggets. I thought in my head, I'm like, I hope this does not get to D'Lo's psyche at all. I hope when the game comes against the Oklahoma City Thunder, he could turn the page and not think to himself, damn, what do I have to do to get real playing time and real opportunity against the Denver Nuggets? It makes me think of last year's playoffs. Now, last year's playoffs, you almost didn't have a choice but to take D'Angelo Russell out of that game or out of some of those games because he certainly wasn't defending and his shot also wasn't falling. So there was really no asset for the Lakers. There was no reason for them to keep D'Lo in these games. And I think the fact that he came out yesterday and led the Lakers in scoring and had 26 points and it clearly had zero effect on him, that felt good. And I'm sure and I hope it sent a message to Darvin Ham and the coaching staff that if you want to mess around with certain players, bring players in, bring players out, in certain crunch time situations, whatever the strategy is, D'Angelo Russell deserves to be in these games. D'Angelo Russell deserved to be in that game against the Denver Nuggets. D'Angelo Russell has proven over the last 2 months, make sure D'Lo's in these games, and it didn't affect him. And he did go through a stretch. What was that? In 1:07, D'Lo found a way to hit 3 threes. In 1:07, and this is not that uncommon for D'Angelo Russell to have a situation or a predicament where he can just pop, 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 hit a few threes in a row, and the entire game just changes. If you guys remember, there was a playoff series first round last year. Lakers were taking on the Memphis Grizzlies. And Memphis took a 97-90 lead. It looked like all the momentum was going to the Memphis Grizzlies. Lakers couldn't find a way to score. And D'Angelo Russell hit 3 threes in a row. 3 threes in a row. And Lakers went up 99-97. They end up winning that game. I forget which game it was. It could have been game 6. It could have been the clincher for all I know. I'm just kind of trying to remember off the top of my head. And why is that such a big deal? It's he is a weapon. He is a guy that can actually do that. He's one of the few players actually in the NBA can go off. If they get hot, they have the ability to go off in any game and could potentially win you a game. And I thought to kind of have those two games for D'Angelo Russell on Saturday where he's getting benched, and then on Monday he's coming back and leading the Lakers in scoring and continuing to add to what's been a brilliant season for the last couple of months for him. Just think about his journey this year. All the chatter once he signs his contract. We know there's a player option. We know the Lakers didn't sign him to a long-term deal. We know he didn't have a no-trade clause. He gets benched in December. And to see what's happened over these last 2 months, those numbers that I'm pointing out, 2 months is a long sample size. 2 months means you're doing something right. And D'Angelo Russell is certainly doing something right. So not just hats off to him, because I think we've already given our praise to him. I think beyond that, if you're Darvin Ham, make sure that you're not going on a six-game or a six-minute stretch in that fourth quarter where you're not playing D'Angelo Russell. That didn't make too much sense to me. Okay, Brad Turner covers the Los Angeles Lakers for the LA Times, also covers the NBA in general. I got some questions for him on the Lakers. I got some questions for him on the Clippers as well. You know, he's a part of that as well. And the Clippers are losing some games. And can we actually have maybe potentially a Lakers-Clippers matchup in the playoffs? Maybe, maybe not. We'll see. But got some questions for him around the Lakers and the entire NBA as well. We'll do that coming up next. Thank you for being a part of the show. Stay right here at Lakers Talk on 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
I appreciate you guys being a part of the show. Lakers got another game coming up tomorrow. Lakers and the Sacramento Kings. Another big one for the Lakers. Sweep the week. I'm not asking for too much. Just beat the Oklahoma City Thunder, Sacramento Kings, Milwaukee Bucks, and the Minnesota Timberwolves. I don't think I'm asking for too much. I mean, that's how I'll change my opinion on it if Lakers can make that happen. All right, so that game, another late tip-off, by the way, will be 7:30, so we'll start pregame show at 6 o'clock. I want to welcome in BT, Brad Turner, covers the NBA, the Lakers, a little bit of Clippers on for the LA Times. BT, what's going on, brother? Thank you for coming on.
Man, you know, Alan, for you, anything, especially when it's you and I, and not that other basketball guy.
Did you box him out?
Nameless.
Okay.
Yeah. I think I lost his phone number, as a matter of fact. I mean, why would I talk to him?
That's funny, BT. Okay, so, Brad, I'll kind of ask you this. I got a lot of Laker questions I want to ask you. I got some NBA questions in general. And a couple questions on the Clippers as well. I think everybody was sold on them for a quick second. Now, I think there's some people asking questions there. Let's start, obviously, with the Lakers. I threw this question out to listeners, and, you know, it's been such a roller coaster season for the Lakers, and every time you feel like they're, hey, are they turning a corner? Or, hey, you know what, they looked good in this game, and then they'll come back and convince you that, no, we're just an inconsistent team. They're 10-4 since February 1st. Do you think that the team is turning a corner, that they are dangerous, and we're going to see some more consistency out of them, or do you still have your hesitations?
I've got hesitations just because they have been so up and down. Whoever knows which team you're going to see out there. I mean, I saw the one stat which I didn't even think of, that when they've had these milestone-type games, LeBron scores 40,000 points, they lose to the Nuggets. They raise Kobe's statue, they lose that night. And I don't know what that means, but you have those are games that you think they would win. And, of course, the last game was against the Denver Nuggets that just owns this team. You know, are they someone you should have fear of in the playoffs? There was a time I thought so, for sure, but I'm not so positive about that. And I just think the West is so good that they're no better or no worse than the other eight or so teams that have a chance to come out the West.
Is there any, you know, I think the one thing that Lakers would probably get the benefit of the doubt on is because they took a similar path last year. Does your is your opinion different on them because of that? And now listen, the scenario was there, if the playoffs started today and they're a number nine seed, well, that's a lot different than if you're number seven. All you have to do is win one game at home and take it from there. But the fact that they've come through the play-in tournament, the fact that they got to the Western Conference Finals last year, do they get the benefit of the doubt because of that, or no? You know what? It's a completely different year, and they're also not number seven.
No, they don't get the benefit of doubt. Each season, as LeBron constantly tells us all, is its own season. And right now, are the Lakers 9 or they're 10 in the West?
They are sitting at 9 right now.
They're sitting at 9. No, let's not forget this. When the regular season ends before the play-in games, the Lakers will have played 83 games because they played one more in the play-in. In the in-season tournament. So then that becomes 84, right? That begins to take its toll. And if they win as a number 9 seed, they advance on to play number 85. But if they end up losing at number 9, it's the season is over. So, no, last year has nothing to do with this year. And sometimes I think the Lakers are playing that way, that, we got to the conference finals last year, we can do it again. There are no guarantees in this league. We all know that. They know that. And if they don't start playing more consistent basketball and going on, I want to see them going on a nice 5-game winning streak. Then I have more faith in what they can do.
Yeah, I'm with you. I kind of have a similar notion. I talked about it that for those who are starting to believe or for those – I think everybody knows and understands that the Denver Nuggets is the class of the Western Conference. And the way they've handled the Lakers – not just this year, but obviously in the playoffs last year, they're 8-0 against the Lakers in their last 8 games. But is it up for grabs for everybody else, and that anybody can kind of can compete against each other? My hesitations. I'm with you on the let's see how the game against Sacramento looks tomorrow. Let's see Milwaukee on Friday. Let's see Minnesota by the time the week is over on Sunday. I need to see more from the Lakers. And frankly, if they did walk away handling business, these are all home games. Lakers do have a good record at home. They're 22-10. But if the dust settled by the end of the week and, hey, they took care of Sacramento. Hey, Milwaukee, I know with Giannis' situation, that could be an opportunity for the Lakers just because that team's certainly going to be different without Giannis. Minnesota's going to be a tough game. But if they just handled home court over these next few games – I might start leaning towards the other way with those who are optimistic about it, but I'm with you, BT. I would like to see more. It's a team that just a few days ago had to go to overtime to beat the Washington Wizards. They needed a miracle against the Clippers to, in that fourth quarter, and give the Lakers credit for that. But, part of that was just a complete Clippers collapse, and when's Bron going to hit 5 threes in a quarter again in the fourth quarter? So I don't want to take stuff away from them, but I do want a larger sample size. That's me personally.
Now, look, I will say a win is a win. No, there are bad losses, and there are no such things as a bad win because you're in the right ledger. But to get on a winning streak and to beat good teams, OKC is a good team. Now, granted, OKC was coming off a really impressive win the night before at Phoenix, but the fact remains is the Lakers beat them. Now, as you said, they've got to go out and win the next game. You guys stack those wins up and start proving not only to themselves but to their critics that they can be a team that you can reckon with. But right now, man, are they any better than the Phoenix Suns? And the Suns are, inconsistent, have bad fourth quarters. Are they someone that if they play Oklahoma City, a young team, you would go like, wow, that's a young team. OKC has no experience. Lakers can beat them. I'm not sold just yet. I just need to see more. And it's time. It's time to get it together.
19 games left. By the way, some things that are interesting right now, I'll just look at scores around the NBA right now. Dallas is about to lose. There's about 7 minutes left in the fourth quarter. Dallas is down 18 at home to Indiana. They're about to lose their third straight game. Lakers would be a half a game behind the Dallas Mavericks for eighth. Mm. Now, Golden State's also, what would they be, about a game behind. Right. So they're still going to be shuffling. But for the first time in a while, you're looking at the Lakers potentially. You go beat the Sacramento Kings tomorrow. You just watch the Dallas Mavericks if they end up losing this game. Phoenix is at Denver as we speak. They're down four. We know how great Denver is. If the Lakers just handle their own business, BT, things can just shake up in the NBA. I mean, none of these teams are perfect. Sacramento's been 5-5 over their last 10. Dallas, I mentioned, could be 3 in a row. Phoenix has been inconsistent. It's not like these other teams that are in front of them are running away with anything either.
No, they're not. And that's why if they're going to end up being in the play-in seats, then you want to be, 7-8. So you get one win, and then you're in the playoffs. Or if you lose at 7-8, you have another chance to get in. Like last year, we saw what they did. They won a tough game against Minnesota, right, in the play-in game, and then they just took off. Hmm. I mean, they really took off after the All-Star break last year. This year, it just has been different. It's felt different. They haven't played as consistent basketball. Their defense has come into question. But look, there's something there, but can they pull it all out before the playoffs get here in the middle of April?
Brad Turner covers the Lakers, covers the NBA, some Clippers as well for the LA Times, taking some time here to join the show. BT, if I had told you a couple months ago D'Angelo Russell was going to get benched, he's going to go from his starting position to then coming off the bench for the Lakers, and his name was coming up in trade rumors, and we all know that he doesn't have a no-trade clause. And I told you, what do you think is his future with the Los Angeles Lakers? And then fast forward a couple months later, he's averaging 22 points, 6 assists in his last 21 starts. He's been one of the more consistent players for the Lakers. His shooting percentage has been fantastic from three and from the field. What's happened to D'Lo?
I think when the talk about him being traded, he would be mentioned among those candidates the Lakers would have to use to get whatever player they were looking for. I think that sparked something in him. And since that time, since he's going back into the starting lineup, he's been a better player. And for some guys, you need that ego stroke to say, I'm a start. Now starting at guard, D'Angelo Russell, rather than coming into the game is D'Angelo Russell. I mean, he just does something to guys. And he's clearly better as a starter than he is as someone comes off the bench. And he's not afraid to call off LeBron at times. Not afraid to call up AD. He's not afraid to just call his own play. And he'll take some heat, take shots. And the one thing he can do, always could do, is shoot the ball. Now we're seeing his passing skills are really good. And he is giving it an effort enough of the times on defense.
Yeah, the way I set it up of just kind of the story of where he was a couple months ago to think this is where he is now, it's complete turnaround. And I give him a ton of credit because, ultimately it's up to the coach to play the guys that he feels like is going to give him the best chance to win. And D'Angelo Russell's clearly, he has made his case that he needs to be in these games. And I know a lot of Laker fans is going to be a lot to say, okay, well, let's just wait until the playoffs, which is fine. I don't disagree with that. But D'Lo seems like he is in a much better spot, in a much better position, a much better rhythm than he was at any point of the season. And a 2 months sample size, pretty good sample size. BT, I'm going to switch here for a quick second. I got a couple questions around the NBA here for a quick sec. So Lakers got the Milwaukee Bucks coming up on Friday.
Yes.
Clippers were in Milwaukee yesterday taking on the Bucks.
I was there.
There you go. And this is without Giannis. And the Bucks outscore the Clippers by 15 points in the fourth quarter. They put up 40 on the Clippers. Clippers for a quick second got to the top of the Western Conference. Since then, they're 5-6 in their last 11 games. What have you noticed with the Clippers? What's happening with them? And by the way, the collapse against the Bucks, the collapse against the Lakers, is this something to be concerned about if you're, whether it's a Clipper fan or if you're a Laker fan, are you looking at this Clippers team and saying, wait a minute, maybe this team's a little bit more vulnerable than we thought?
Well, the Clippers are blaming it on me. They said since I took over for my coworker, they have not been the same team. And I say, look, my writing's been great. I don't know what you guys are talking about.
Well, this is perfect then. So, BT, let's put it this way. We will help. Every Laker fan's going to help in any way they can.
Yes, they will. You know what it's been? There's been a few things that I keep hearing Coach Talu talk about. One is their defense has been up and down. Number two thing has been turnovers at times. So in that fourth quarter, they had four turnovers during the stretch when the Bucks ran them off the court. And there are times where they think playing one-on-one, not moving the ball, not moving their bodies, is better than sharing the ball. And when that happens, they get stagnant on offense and they depend on Kawhi too much, or they depend on Paul George too much to score the ball for them. But they just get complacent out there at times. And that drives Coach Talu crazy when they just don't do the things they've been instructed to do. I mean, is there talent there? Yes. Are they vulnerable at times? Were they proved against the Lakers? Yes, they are. And they proved again last night when I watched them have this lead, 15-point lead. And then they were 96-93. Paul George has a free throw, technical foul free throw. He misses it. The next thing I know, the Clippers just – I mean, how do you call a timeout to run a play and the Clippers get a 24-second violation out of a timeout? That's just ridiculous, and that's just something you can't have happen. But they did. And they lost to a Milwaukee Bucks team where Giannis Antetokounmpo did not play – and they could not stop Damian Lillard. He lit them up.
BT, I think this kind of, we all agree that the class of the Western Conference is the Denver Nuggets. Who is the second best team? Second best team in the Western Conference? If you had to, I only get to pick one team. Who's the second best team you think right now in the Western Conference?
Ooh, the second best team in the West right now? I would say Oklahoma City.
Okay.
Even though they lost last night to the Lakers. At one time, I would have said Minnesota, but I'm going to go with Oklahoma City. That is a good, young, talented team. And I didn't see this. I thought they would be another team in a play-in tournament, but they have proven me wrong. They have a top five talent in the league, and Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, who is in the MVP voting this year. That is a good team, man. And they, even though they don't have experience in the playoffs, but sometimes youth can be ignorant. So I don't think they'll care. I think once they get there, teams will see that it's a tough team to beat.
BT, thank you, brother. Appreciate the time. Appreciate the insight. I know we're going to see you back at Crypto here pretty soon, but thank you for coming on.
I'll be there tomorrow night, as a matter of fact, and I can't wait to see you and not Michael Thompson.
Sounds good, BT. Thank you, brother. I will pass on the information to the great Michael Thompson. All right, that's BT. That's Brad Turner right there. Of course, the LA Times. Lakers taking on the Kings tomorrow. Stay, when we come back, a couple more things I want to get into. Stephen A. Smith not sold on the Lakers. Gabe Vincent update from Shams Charania. Stay right here. This is Lakers Talk on 710 ESPN.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
All right, DeAndre trying to get everybody set up for tomorrow, the rest of the week, telling everybody calm down, relax. Little Bob Marley, get us through the next three games. Good work, DeAndre. I see what you're doing there. Lakers got the Sacramento Kings tomorrow. You know, we got actually an update on Gabe Vincent. Let me play this here real quick. Shams Charania of The Athletic was talking about one of the podcasts that they do, and he was referencing Gabe Vincent and what's the latest on Gabe Vincent. By the way, I saw him before the Lakers played the – was it before the Nuggets on Saturday or was it before that in Wizards? One of these games here. He was sprinting up and down the floor and went through a pregame routine where he was taking some shots. So that's clearly a good sign. Take a listen. Here's Shams on Run It Back TV, which is part of FanDuel. Take a listen.
Gabe Vincent is doing more and more. Gabe Vincent's doing more and more on the court. The Lakers will know more, I think, next week where Gabe Vincent stands. But barring any setbacks, his hope is still mid to late March to get back in the lineup for the Lakers. They could still use another guard in the backcourt. But I will say, last night, Spencer Dinwiddie came in there. It's clear that the starting rotation, the starting lineup, there's a lot of usage that's going around right now. D'Angelo Russell, Austin Reeves, LeBron James, obviously the ball's in their hands. So Spencer Dinwiddie came in last night, defensively stepped up, had that block on Shea. Gilles Alexander had the layup in transition, had a few assists as well in that limited role. I think off the bench, what you're seeing is players are starting to figure out the role. Torian Prince is now coming off the bench, playing around 15 to 20 minutes, spotting up, making threes. Spencer Dinwiddie really serving as a 3-and-D guard off that bench. And then Gabe Vincent, you want to kind of change the tempo, change the pace. That's why they signed him from Miami. So the hope is, barring any setbacks, a return at some point here over the next few weeks.
All right, that's Shams Charania. So, listen, that's some promising news. It really is. And to be honest with you, I don't know if you guys are checking out the box score for what the Lakers bench is doing over these last couple of games, but they're not doing much. I'll tell you that right now. It's not a bench that you can rely on. Torian Prince, I've heard enough Laker fans talk about their frustration and, you know, obviously what he's been able to do this year, kind of his up-and-down season. Spencer Dinwiddie, since he came. I know Spencer Dinwiddie had a crazy plus-minus yesterday, and I don't know how to describe it to you for somebody to only have 2 points but a plus-minus of a plus of 35 in the plus-minus. That's obviously not something that's going to be there every single night. So what's more important for the Lakers, they just need more people to contribute. Gabe Vincent, we've seen him for 5 games this year. I'm not here to depend on Gabe Vincent or Jared Vanderbilt because they both have been out much more than they've been in. But to have one of those or potentially both of those players part of the rotation would be amazing. It really would be amazing. I don't want to get my hopes up too much here. Okay, couple updates here on some scores around the NBA, and some of these are helping the Lakers. Dallas, another loss. That's 3 losses in a row for the Dallas Mavericks. What does that mean in the standings? It means Dallas is half a game in front of the Lakers for the number 8 spot. Brad Turner was just talking about it, and I couldn't agree with him more. At the absolute worst, you're just trying to get out of this 9 or 10 spot. Now, there's good news and bad news. Obviously, Golden State's still playing good ball, even though they got blown out by the Boston Celtics. Phoenix is playing right now in Denver. They're actually up 6 in Denver. They're getting ready to go to the half, so that part's a little bit unfortunate. We'll see how the rest of that game plays out. I think the point that I'm trying to make is what seemed like it was just going to be Lakers were going to be just be fighting for 9 or 10, that's kind of gone. I mean, 9's in the picture, 10's in the picture, 8's in the picture. You go beat the Sacramento Kings tomorrow, 7 will be in the picture as well. Okay, so Lakers, Kings coming up tomorrow. A quick shout-out here. Thank you to Michael Funches, Mario Ruiz, DeAndre Hawkins, obviously handle. They're all three handling things in the background. I'll be back on tomorrow with Travis Rogers. We'll start our show at 10 a.m. Thank you all for tuning in. LA, as always, hope you guys have a great rest of your night.